From NPR News in Washington, I'm Shea Stevens. The Obama administration is applauding the smaller cuts in jobs for February. The unemployment rate also remained at 9.7%. NPR's Yuki Noguchi has more.
Christina Romer chairs the President's Council of Economic Advisers. She calls the loss of 36,000 jobs a small victory, considering the toll the recession has taken.
This time last year, we were losing probably over 700,000 jobs in a month. So this is a dramatic change. Do I want us to be adding lots and lots of jobs? Of course. And I think, you know, we are. We've said for a long time we expect to see positive job growth by spring, and I think that's still very realistic.
Romer said retraining workers and giving businesses incentives to hire will play a key role. She says she stands by the administration's projections that, on average, the economy will add 100,000 net jobs a month, especially as job growth accelerates by the end of the year. Yuki Noguchi, NPR News, Washington.
General Motors is offering a reprieve to more than 600 dealers it tried to axe last year. The reversal comes after Congress passed a law requiring the company to submit to arbitration. NPR's Frank Langfitt had the story.
Before it filed for bankruptcy, GM had more than 6,000 dealers. By all accounts, that was way too many. GM says so many dealers tend to weaken one another, as well as the GM brand. So the company decided to cut about 2,000. Many of those dealers, who had invested their own money in showrooms, were furious. They appealed to their Congress members, and in December, Congress passed a bill permitting dealers to seek arbitration with the company. With potentially costly arbitration hearings looming, GM has offered to reinstate 661 dealers. It's told dealers the terms of reinstatement, but did not share details with reporters. The dispute with dealers underscores GM's curious position these days. A public company until last summer, it is now majority owned by the United States government. Frank Langfitt, NPR News, Washington.
Depositors at four more banks will have their money overseen by new institutions after regulators shut down more banks today. The largest, Sun American Bank of Boca Raton, Florida, will reopen Monday as branches of Raleigh, North Carolina-based First Citizens Bank and Trust Company. The Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation also closed banks in Germantown, Maryland and Normal, Illinois. It could not find a buyer for Centennial Bank of Ogden, Utah, and customers with insured deposits of $250,000 or less there will receive their money in the mail. On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average gained 122 points to close at 10,566. It was up 2.3% for the week. The Nasdaq Composite Index is up 34 points today. This is NPR News. Another aftershock has rattled nerves in Chile, a nation in an official state of mourning over last week's earthquake. Chilean officials say 452 of the hundreds killed in the quake and have been identified, but they are no longer releasing death counts. Outgoing President Michelle Bachelet has been criticized because the government's confusing casualty figures and because of slow response in getting aid to survivors. Meantime, the Navy has fired the head of the agency in charge of issuing catastrophe warnings because of what is being called a breakdown in the tsunami warning system there. A pioneer of bossa nova has died. Brazilian pianist and singer Johnny Alf died of prostate cancer at a hospital near Sao Paulo. He was 80 years old. NPR's Elizabeth Blair has the story.
Johnny Alf reportedly rejected the term bossa nova, the style of music that became an international craze in the late 1950s and early 60s. Yet some consider Alf to be one of its founders. Born Alfredo José da Silva, Johnny Alf started playing piano at age 9. He was a fan of American composers George Gershwin and Cole Porter. Alf was a regular performer at nightclubs in Rio and later Sao Paulo. One critic called Johnny Alf a jazz crooner of the first order, who never got the kind of recognition given to the many musicians he influenced. Elizabeth Blair, NPR News.
Again in stocks, the Dow Industrials gained 122 points. I'm Shea Stevens, NPR News, from Washington.